This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Jacqueline K. Cristiano, J-A-C-Q-U-E-L-Y-N, middle initial K, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N-O, date of birth 12-06-1948, date of appointment 9-30-2025. Requesting physician Wafia Sarwar, WAFIASARWERMD. Dear Dr. Sarwar, I have the pleasure of seeing Jacqueline Cristiano today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 76-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who on 8-30-2025 developed a swelling of the right side of the face. She got antibiotic and went home. She was achy, sleepy, did not eat for 2 days. She was weak on the feet, seen by PMD on 9-5-2026. She ordered the lab work, started on doxycycline. She went to the emergency room on 9-10-2025, CT of the head done, which was negative. She was having trouble expressing herself. In the first week, the words were not coming out correctly. Comprehension was okay. She was seen by the PMD again on 9-23-2025. MRI of the brain, carotid ultrasound and echocardiogram done. She was tested for West Nile virus. She was having fine tremor of the hands. She was having tremor when she wants to use the hand, no resting tremor. She is losing weight significantly. Presently she gained the strength, no speech problem, no tremor. Sometimes does not remember what to say. Past medical history. TIA. History of headache. Unsteady gait. Mixed type of lipidemia. Hypothyroidism, GERD, primary hypertension, COVID-19, pulmonary embolism, pre-diabetic. Past surgical history, bladder repair, hysterectomy, appendectomy, tonsillectomy. Allergy, metformin, rizuvastatin, medication, ascorbic calcium, vitamin D3, doxycycline, levothyroxine, multivitamin, aspirin 325 and rizuvastatin 2.5. socialist, he does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, divorced, lives with the son, have four children, one deceased with non-Hodgkin lymphoma, family history, mother deceased, lung cancer, father deceased, stroke, one sister, alive with TIA, COPD, one brother, review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, lightheadedness, confusion, numbness, tingling, weakness, trouble walking, muscle pain, back pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 140 over 80. Heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, wall sound present, nexapal, there is no carotid bruise, there is no jaundice, sinuses, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, current at time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal hearing is decreased on the left side. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 545, deep tender reflexes 204, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait ataxic, Romberg test positive. Assessment and plan. 76-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, TIA. Number 2, encephalopathy. Number 3, decreased hearing on the left side. Number 4, peripheral neuropathy. Number 5, gait ataxia. Next paragraph. Her symptom is indicative of encephalopathy, which is due to some viral infection which was resolved itself. Now she is almost back to normal. TIA is also a possibility. I will continue the aspirin 325 mg daily and rizovastatin 2.5 mg daily. If the problem of the numbness and tingling continues, she needs EMG of the upper and lower extremities. I would like to see her back in my office in 3 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.